Ecology is the study of the relationships of living organisms to each other and their surroundings. Types of ecological studies. Multi-ecology. This is the study of relationships of one organism or population of a single species with the environment. Synecology. This is the study of relationship of communities with the environment. Zones of the Earth. 1. Biosphere. It refers to the parts of the earth that can support life. 2. Lithosphere. It refers to the solid portion of the earth. It is the outermost layer of the earth's crust. It is made up of gravel, sand, and soil minerals. Hydrosphere. It is the aquatic portion of the earth. Examples, the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, oases, pools, streams, ponds. Atmosphere. It is the gaseous portion of the environment, the earth. Environment means everything in the surroundings of an organism that affects the life of the organism and other organisms. Habitat. Habitat is a particular place within the environment where organisms live to survive successfully. There are two main divisions of habitats, namely aquatic and terrestrial habitats. Aquatic habitats. These are subdivided into three divisions, namely freshwater, marine, and estuarine. Freshwater. This has low salt concentration and includes ponds, rivers, streams, lakes, etc. Marine. This refers to the sea. The marine habitat is characterized by its high salt concentration. 3. Estuarine. This refers to where salt and freshwater meet. Terrestrial habitats. These include arboreal, ground, underground. In the arboreal, we have the monkeys, the green mamba, and in the ground, we have the sheep, the goat, and the man. And underground, we have earthworms, centipedes, termites, ants, woodlice, bacteria, etc. Microhabitats is a particular location within a habitat which has a special condition and in which an organism can be found. Microclimate is the climate of the immediate surroundings of an organism. Examples of microhabitats are 1. In marine habitats, we have the splash zone, the intermediate zone, the subtidal zone, the crevices of rocks. But in terrestrial habitats, we have the green river, the fern, the ant, cockroach. Population refers to the total number of individuals of a single species living in a particular habitat. Examples of population. Population of monkeys in a forest. Population of water lettuce in a pond. Population of lizards in the laboratory. Population density. Population density is treated under ecology. Yay. Community refers to all populations of different species interacting with each other in a given habitat. Examples of community. A forest is a community. Plants, animals, and bacteria in a forest form a community or a different population. Ecosystem refers to all living and non-living things interacting together in a given habitat. Categories of organisms in ecosystem. All ecosystems have the same three categories of organisms, namely producers, consumers, and decomposers. Producers, these are autotrophic organisms which trap energy from the sun and convert it to chemical energy in the form of organic compounds, using simple inorganic substances as raw materials and serve as origin of food chains. Consumers, these are heterotrophic organisms which depend directly or indirectly on farming producers for energy in the form of food and nutrients. Organisms which feed directly on primary producers are called primary consumers, whilst those which feed on herbivores are secondary consumers. Consumers are animals, parasitic plants, and carnivorous plants. Decomposers, these are fungi and bacteria which acquire energy and nutrients by breaking decomposed complex molecules the simple ones, resulting in recycling of nutrients. Importance of decomposers. 1. Recycle nutrients to prevent being locked up in the organisms. 2. Remove waste. 3. Produce humus. 4. Bring about decay. How decomposers recycle nutrients. Recycling is the continuous movement of chemicals throughout the ecosystem in the natural environment. Recycling involves a stage called decomposition, which is carried out by decomposers. Microorganisms are important in recycling nutrients because they obtain energy from their tissues as saprophytes. In this process, they secrete enzymes which break down substances in organic matter into simpler ones or mineral elements, which are released into the soil to be absorbed, refused by plants. In other words, they release locked up nutrients in organic materials into the soil. Example is humus contain nitrogen. Nitrogen content of humus is released into the soil as follows: putrefying bacteria and fungi break down humus into ammonia. Some plants absorb ammonia. The rest of ammonia is converted into nitrates in a process called nitrification by another group of bacteria called nitrifying bacteria. This is also reabsorbed by plants. Examples of ecosystem. A pond is an ecosystem. A. Water base, which is made up of plants and algae, bacteria, protozoa, animals from the community, sunlight and inorganic materials such as water, carbon, dioxide, and mineral salts are non-living components. How they interact. Producers are mostly green plants and algae. They use sunlight, inorganic materials such as water and carbon dioxide to provide food for consumers, which are mainly animals. The plants also provide shelter to animals. Plants give out oxygen during photosynthesis, which animals use to respire. Animals produce carbon dioxide, which the producers use in photosynthesis. Animals also release nitrogenous waste. Dead bodies of animals, plants, and their waste are recycled by decomposers to release nutrients for plants' use. As a result, a natural ecosystem is said to be self-sustaining because it does not need food by artificial means. Ecological factors. Ecological factors are those factors in the environment of an organism which affect the life and the distribution of organisms. Abiotic factors. Abiotic factors are the non-living components of the ecosystem which affect living things in the environment. Abiotic factors may be grouped into climatic, edaphic, topographic, salinity, tidal action. Abiotic factors affecting all habitats. These are climatic factors and include rainfall, temperature, light intensity, wind speed, wind direction, and pressure. Rainfall. Most water available for organisms. Rainfall patterns affect distribution of organisms. It affects temperature and affects movement of organisms. It affects humidity, which also affects transpiration. It determines the level of soil erosion. It affects light intensity and affects activities of organisms. It affects breeding season in organisms such as termites, toads, frogs, mosquitoes. It determines the level of water stable and subsequent available of water to plants. Rainfall variation causes droughts or floods, which affect the density of organisms. It determines water level in bodies. It determines stability of water bodies. It determines salinity of aquatic habitats. Assertivation. It is a form of dormancy in certain organisms in response to hot period. Examples of estivation. 1. Lungfish estivates during dry periods. 2. Amoeba surrounds itself with a protective coat called cyst and becomes inactive during dry periods. The instrument used to measure the amount of rainfall is rain gauge. how to measure rainfall. The instrument using is the rain gauge. Select an open area. Fit the rain gauge into the soil. Leave for 24 hours. Collect the water and record in volume in millimeters. Calculate the amount of rainfall using the formula. Rainfall is equal to D square H over capital D square, where capital D square is diameter of the mouth of funnel. Small d is the diameter of measuring cylinder, and then H is the height of water in measuring cylinder. Precautions in using the instrument. 1. The instrument should be placed in an open area. The funnel should be well placed above ground level to avoid splashing of water and drainage. Funnel should be well inserted in the measuring cylinder. Instrument should be firmly positioned. Reading should be recorded in the morning to avoid evaporation of water. Temperature. Temperature is the second important abiotic factor that determines the distribution of vegetation. Temperature is dependent on three factors, namely latitude, season, and time of the day. Effects of temperature. It increases the rate of evaporation of water bodies and soil. It decreases humidity. It increases the rate of transpiration in plants. It affects photosynthesis. It increases the rate of decomposition. It increases the rate of respiration in organisms. It affects distribution and movement of organisms. It affects growth in some organisms. It affects oxygen concentration in water. It increases the rate of metabolism in some organisms. Hibernation. Some organisms cannot produce and conserve enough heat to go through the cold period. Such animals go under hibernation. Hibernation is a period of relatively low metabolic activities associated with periods of low temperature. During this period of hibernation, some animals sleep in the warm places. The rate of metabolism is reduced. Energy for mostly stored fat is used to keep the basic metabolic activities needed to keep the body alive. Generally, temperature changes does not affect aquatic habitat as the terrestrial habitat, because temperature changes in water bodies does not vary as much as observed in terrestrial habitats. Instruments used to measure temperature is thermometer. Maximum to minimum thermometer is used to determine the highest and lowest temperatures reached during in the day. How to measure temperature? The instrument used is the thermometer. Select the habitat. Place the bulb of thermometer vertically in the medium to be measured. Leave for 5 minutes. Read off the level of mercury in the narrow bulb. Repeat this for about 2 times to determine the average of the 3 readings. Precautions in using a thermometer. The stem of the thermometer should not be held in pain in the palm using the thermometer. The bulb should be clean and dry. The thermometer should be allowed to remain for a few minutes before reading is taken. Light. Factors of light which affect the biotic components of the ecosystem are light intensity, wavelength, duration, effects of light. Source of energy for photosynthesis. It's needed in formation of pigments. It's needed for vision and movement in some animals. It affects stomata opening and, as a result, affects the rate of transpiration. Ultraviolet rate in sunlight is required to synthesize vitamin D in the skin of mammals. It reduces movement. It affects growth in some organisms. It affects flowering in plants. Photoperiodism. Photoperiodism is the effect of relative length of day and night on psychological activities of some organisms. Corn plants under street lights will grow faster than, but do not bear fruit because the 24 hours light increases the rate of photosynthesis but affects reproduction cycle. Short day plants needed longer nights to produce flowers. Long day plants need a shorter night period to produce flowers. Day neutral plants do not flower in response to light and dark periods.
instrument used to measure light is the photometer.